It was excessively cold in Swinton Castle. No heating, of course. And, again, remember it was wartime. We used to wear our school uniform and our overcoats and our heavy serge cloaks at all times, in class, when we were sitting in our rooms. It was very cold indeed. And if we had a glass of water by our bed at night, it would freeze solid in the morning, by morning.
What was your physical education?
The school continued to play. We were a lacrosse school, so we played lacrosse and netball in the winter and cricket in the summer. There were two tennis courts, but only those girls who could play tennis were permitted to use the tennis courts. So I never really learnt to play tennis there.
Was it considered in any way a problem for you as a diabetic to take part in sports?
No, I don't think anybody ever thought a thing about it. I just did.
Did you notice yourself any effects of physical exercise on your diabetes?
No, I don't think so. I made sure that I was not going to go into a hyperglycemic condition, but then it was up to me to take care of that.
Did you have many hyperglycemic experiences?
No, very few. The only problem was there was a girl in my class and house, and therefore quite often bedroom, and she had a very sweet tooth, and she used to steal and eat my emergency glucose tablets.
But this never caused any problems for you?
I managed without, yes.
Did James Spence induce a deliberate hypo to show you what it would feel like? Did you have any experience of what it would feel like?
That would have been a good idea. No, he didn't think of that.